puedes también en juicios. My will calls on me. It seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I've been feeling down and blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now, almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Well, I guess I just got to know that it isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. To give them this and me, doesn't much matter what they mean. She sets them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now. I guess just about all of the time. If I feel well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
Actually, this room is, we remember it well, and of course, to be back in Padova is just excellent for us. Thank you so much for bringing us back. That first song that we started with, it's an old song of mine, one of my favorites. I like to start with that. Because it was my, in a way, I started my career with that song. I played that song for Paul McCartney and George Harrison in London, yeah! In 1968. Yeah. And that was my big break. That's the door opened up and everything, the world opened wide for me. So I'd like to start with that song, but we're going to continue with that's an old song written maybe in 1967, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Now I'm going to continue with a new song That's a song about getting started, about beginning. This is a new tune called Today, Today, Today. Mr. Gadd, if you would. This is the first time that I've brought this entire band with me to Padua, and you know, this is the best band in the world. They're the best players. I'm going to introduce them to you sort of one by one as the night goes on, but I'm going to start by introducing our guitar player. Please welcome Mr. Mikey Landau. And behind me, singing beautifully and playing the violin with her own album about to come out, from Nashville, Tennessee, it's Andrea Zahn. Two, you go too, man. I'm gonna go. You go too. Okay, we're gonna play an old a song from the Sweet Baby James album called Lo and Behold. And it's basically kind of a tree hugger's song. It's like the nature. Spirituality through nature kind of thing, like a hippie thing. Lo and behold.
Takes a long while the baby boy. sure is the muscle in my arm, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. One long night, back when I was young, my daddy took to sleeping and he got home. And it don't look like I'll ever stop my
song from back in the 1960s somewhere. I don't know who wrote it, but I know who wrote this next song. This is a Buddy Holly tune that we like to play pretty much every day. Here we go. Every Day by Buddy Holly, an old tune. Well, I'd like to introduce our drummer, ladies and gentlemen, a bit of a legend on the drums, Mr. Steve Gadd. Steve Gadd. Another one of those tree huggers anthems, and this is Walking on a Country Road. great. Congratulations to everyone out there who's getting their degree in this season. I know it's time to graduate, time to finish your degrees. Congratulations to everyone out there who's doing that. Speaking of working, this next song is from a Broadway musical that I wrote one song for. Well, no, actually I wrote two songs for it. Yeah, I forgot about the second. I wrote this next song for, it was a musical called Working, and it was about people's work. The book that the musical was taken from was a series of interviews with people about their jobs, about their work, and it's a great book. The musical, it had some good songs in it, and I wrote this. I wrote this song about a woman who works in a shoe manufacturing plant, in a shoe factory in Lowell, Massachusetts. This is a song called Mill Worker. And to start the song, I want to introduce our bass player, also our leader. He's from a long line of bass playing people from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's up there in Minnesota. Please welcome Jimmy Johnson on the board.
Lost.
gathered, my life has been wasted, and it's I've been the fool to let this manufacturer use my body for a tool. I write on their reading of these hands that my hands spread into my sorrow that a young girl got to stand and let her chance. I think I would your guilt just as long as I am here and never meet the man whose name's on the label. It's getting me I machine for the rest of the morning and the rest of the afternoon, solid gone for the rest of my life. Sometimes ask me if I ever get tired of playing this next song. The answer is no, I don't. This is a song I wrote in 1968. I knew that I was the luckiest person in the world. I was a huge Beatles fan, and they had personally said yes to my music and agreed to sign me to their record label. It was, in those days, that was everything. If you could get a record deal, that was it. So I was a lucky man, and I was living the dream, you know. I was hanging out with the Beatles in the recording studio, watching them record the White Album. They played on this song, a couple of Beatles played on this song, actually. And so it was an amazing time, and again, it was like I was surrounded by this holy host of my absolute idols. So it was kind of contradictory that I felt so homesick. I would miss my home in North Carolina like crazy. I was like, I was craving it, and this song was the result.
If I am going to Carolina, can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? It is just like a friend of mine taking me from behind. Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. She's a silver sun with a scarf away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear fearing now while I'm crying. Did I run Carolina again on mine? Whisper something soft and kind. As a hey, baby, the sky's on fire. I'm had to just feel the moonshine. And it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm a warm Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent, late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling me. Geese in white and dogs in white. Signs and radio ones say I'm going, I'm
best known in the jazz world. If you're a jazz fan, then you already know his work. He's known for his beautiful compositions, his own recordings of his own music. Please welcome a great, great player, Mr. Larry Golden.
Larry.
we're going to play a song that's after Carolina, you know, so we just sort of play it. It's kind of a groove tune. We enjoy it. Sort of clears the palate. Different. This is a cowboy lullaby, and this is This is a song called Sweet Baby James that I wrote for my nephew, who was named after me by my older brother. My older brother, when I came back from London in 1968, my older brother had a kid, and we couldn't believe it, you know, because, you know, they'll let a kid, they'll let anybody have a kid, it looks like. I mean, you know, so we were amazed that they were going to let him keep it, you know, but he did. And today, Sweet Baby James is big, big old mailman. Anyway, I was driving down to see him for the first time, set eyes on the little varmint myself, and I was thinking, what kind of song would be good to play for a little boy child, a little male? Had to be a cowboy lullaby. Something for a baby, but for a little boy too. So I was thinking about Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and all those cowboy tunes, you know, Go to Sleep, You Little Buckaroo. There's a young cowboy, he living on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his own dependent. He works in the saddle and sleeps in the canyon, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. Just as if maybe someone could hear. He says goodbye, old moonlight lady. Goodbye, my sweet baby. It's the greens and blues for the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down my feet? Yes, I'm rocked by my sweet baby Jane. Now the 1st of December, it's covered with snow. Yes, and so as I turn back from Stockbridge to Boston, gonna play this next song. Then we're gonna take a brief intermission. Let's see if I can still do this. Dopo la prossima canzone, facciamo una piccola pausa. I just stand right back there behind the curtain and look at my watch for 20 minutes. 20 minuti. And then we come back and play the second set, which is you start just a little bit of new material at the top, some new songs, just a little bit, and then back to them. How beautiful is they used to say. Anyway, it's we love the set and we love playing it for you. So we'll see you in 20 minutes. Also, I need to introduce finally two singers to you. Please welcome, from Los Angeles, California, a great singer from an amazing musical family with her own songs and records them. Please welcome terrific talent, this Kate Markowitz, Katie Markowitz. With his own album out, available actually on sale right in the same building tonight, called As Soon As I Get Paid. It's Arnold McCullough. Arnold. Thank you. Tyler.
Chicago, by the miles, I test her.
song, but it's not a song about new love. It's a song about love over time, over a long time, and maybe more than one lifetime. This is You and I Again. Gordy. Thank you, Linda. It's time for a kind of a New Orleans groove, I guess. This is like a party song. It's a song about a party, not a political party either. It's a song about a regular party with people and alcohol. Real party.
You got red hair, let me know. Destino Easy time, my doctor. Walking man walks. Patrick Adam.
Brother.
Just call on my name and you.
Will they take your soul?